The 7th ECOWAS Trade Fair has ended in Accra with a call on heads of member states to work closely to tackle the challenges that hinder the progress of West Africa businesses. Lowering the ECOWAS flag to signal the end of the 11-day fair, Commissioner of Trade, Mines and Free Movement at the ECOWAS Commission, Hamid Ahmed, said considering the barriers and challenges that were identified during the meeting, there is no doubt ECOWAS has to seriously restructure its administrative processes, which will aim at vigorously solving the barriers that work against the sub-region. Until this is done, Mr. Ahmed believes West Africa will go in circles against competing with businesses from other continents. Irabna Paha has filed this report.
The 11-day event did not only bring West African countries under one umbrella to exhibit goods and products manufactured in their countries, but also gave participants the opportunity for networking and established business contacts. Each day highlighted one member state's trade and economic opportunities and the role of ECOWAS in addressing the challenges that affect them. Topical among the numerous challenges that were raised during the meetings were problems people encountered at the various borders when transacting business. Participating countries say though the ECOWAS trade liberalization scheme and the single ECOWAS tariff is aimed at the attainment of duty-free levy on ports and imports, challenges still persist. Commissioner of Trade, Mines and Free Movement at the ECOWAS Commission, Hamid Ahmed, whose message was read by the head of Customs Division of ECOWAS, Philip Kwache, outlined the role of the Commission in addressing the challenges encountered at the borders.
The Commission will continue to work together with member states and other stakeholders to improve knowledge of the various ECOWAS protocols on the free movement of goods and persons, with a view to ensuring that our people are able to move freely in West Africa in accordance with the tenets of the ECOWAS Treaty. My heartfelt gratitude to the government and people of the Republic of Ghana, warm hospitality towards the exhibitors and other ECOWAS citizens, as well as their immense contribution to the success of the ECOWAS trade fair.
Ghana's Deputy Minister of Trade and Industry, Nilante Vanderbilt, said apart from Ghana, which has one checkpoint at the Aflao border, trading from that point to Accra is free, unlike other countries within the sub-region, which have over 100 checkpoints.
People are moving trade to another level, and it is only when, as a people, as a community, we decide to take the most important step to challenge ourselves, to do what the Bible says, pursue, overtake, and gather all. If we don't do that, we'll be left behind. People are seeing the value and the importance of trade. Harrowing experience that especially Ghanaian traders go through from Aplau through Semen to Lakoji to Badagry and Lagos is so shameful. Sometimes between Semen or between Lakoji and Badagry, you go through 120 barriers.
The fair brought together more than 600 exhibitors who put on display items such as jewelry, garments, and other products from the sub-region. It was also characterized by cultural displays, poetry, music, and dance.
Irabna Paha's report.